Everything should be made as simple as possible, but not simpler. Albert Einstein. Hey, I'm Natalie Lussier, and congratulations and welcome to the Heart Quarters Insider. And this is your compass for courageous business growth. So why was I talking about simplicity and bringing up Albert Einstein's quote? I really believe that in business, sometimes we make things more complicated than they need to be. So I really want to stress the importance of simplifying and really bringing it back down to those core principles that are going to grow your business year after year. And they do take courage to go back to over and over again, because we have this so many options online and so many ways we could be learning how to do new things in our business. So this is why I started off with this for this video. So when should you watch this video? I highly recommend watching this video anytime you feel turned around in your business, because this is your compass, or if you're not sure what your next step is. When you feel like you're being really overwhelmed by the number of things on your to-do list, or the things that you feel like you need to get done to move your business forward, or when things feel like they're just getting too complicated, because here's what I've learned in my years of business. The fundamentals of business are really what successful entrepreneurs master, and they always go back to them year after year, day after day, because those are the things that make them money, help them grow their business, and help them serve. And don't worry, I'm keeping this video short on purpose so you can watch over and over again when you feel that extra need for a little motivation and clarity. I also really recommend watching the Spiral Staircase video. That's an off the charts presentation. It's the guiding principle behind everything that you'll be doing this year in Heart Quarters Insider. Really, because what it comes down to is we are not operating on a straight line. We're going to be doing some of the same things over and over again. So it's important to realize that you're on the spiral staircase, and every time you do something that you maybe have done before, you'll be doing it with a better perspective. You'll be on that next level, and it just gets easier and better every time you do it. To me, growing your business will fall under the five directions of the compass. You're never really done with these steps, and these are things that you'll be doing in your business for the lifetime of your business. But every time that you revisit them, you will improve your business and grow. So the first one is listening. Listening to your heart is huge. I really recommend checking in with yourself if you feel like you've lost the direction, or you're not really enjoying your business anymore, or maybe there's just a lot of issues coming up in your business. Really check back in with your heart. What does it say? What is it telling you loud and clear that you might not be listening to? And take heart, really listen to that and make the changes that you know you need to be making in your business, whether that's hiring people, letting go of people, taking on new projects or letting go of projects, changing directions or staying the course. You know best, and your heart and your intuition will tell you what to do. Next, listen to your potential customers and your market. This is so huge, so important. I have many, many courses and offerings that talk all about how to listen to these customers and really find out exactly what they want and what they need and what they're willing to pay for. But you can do this by going through forums, talking to your ideal customers on the phone, sending out surveys. There's a bunch of different ways to do this, and I highly recommend it because it's what sets apart the people who make a lot of money and the people who are struggling. It's really, really the key piece to growing your business. If you are not listening, it's not going to grow. So this is the step that we constantly need to revisit. You're never going to be done listening to your customers. They're always going to have feedback. They're always going to have ideas. They're always going to have things that you'll be wanting to implement into your business. You might also want to tap into the community of Heart Quarters Insiders and ask people what they would want, ask them for feedback, even if they may or may not be your ideal customers, because they will at least give you a different perspective, which might be helpful. Number two, create your offerings. So this is the part that all of us creative entrepreneurs love, but make sure that you've done the proper listening before jumping into creation mode. So don't just create unless you actually know it's going to help your business grow or help your business sell things. Unless it's purely for creative purposes, so if you want to write poems or if you want to do things that are just for fun, you are totally welcome to do that. But when it comes to your business, you only want to create things that you know people are going to be asking you for, or have already asked you for, or going to be paying you for. So if you're just starting out, I highly recommend offering a service so that you can get feedback directly from the people that you're working with before you branch out into products or online programs. And then you can create the products and leverage church offerings that you are going to love creating and you're going to be able to serve more people. But definitely start with that offering that's easiest. You don't need to create a bunch of material. You can just start working with people one-on-one. And that is what I highly recommend when you're starting out. Number three, find your people. You need to be able to find your people before you can listen to them, but once you've got an offering, you need to be able to get in front of more of those ideal customers. So even if you have a couple of people you've been able to talk to, you need to find a repeatable source to get in front of more of them. So that's where outreach, list building, networking, speaking, content marketing, advertising, etc., really, really comes into play. So this is about market research and marketing. So it's all about finding those right people, getting your message in front of them, and that takes us to number four, selling your offering. So selling is so important, and yet we often see it as an almost afterthought. It's the not so fun part that we kind of avoid in our business. But really, learning how to sell confidently is a skill that will never let you down, and it's really a service to your people if you do it well. So if you come at it from a truly giving place, selling is definitely the highest integrity thing that you can do in your business because you're giving people what they want, you're helping them solve problems in their lives, and that is priceless and huge for them. So if you've done a lot of other steps but you're not getting results, then getting better at selling might be the missing key for you. So I highly recommend checking out all the Heartquarters Insiders trainings that are all about selling. You'll be surprised at how much better you can get, what kind of results you can get for your clients and for your business when you start to sell confidently. And yes, selling is where you make it rain. This is where the money starts to flow into your business. And once you have the money, you get to decide what you want to do with it. You get to circulate it back into your business. And it takes us to number five, scaling. You know, scaling can mean different things for different people, but once you have money coming into your business, you can use it to reinvest into your business, to hire people, to improve your brand, to get a better looking website, to create new products, to expand certain things in your business, like your reach, or to systematize what you're already doing. And it really does help you grow your business. And that's why it's so important to be confident when you're selling and to do it wholeheartedly. Because once you've got a proven offering, you've got people buying it, it's time to start scaling it. A lot of times we have this tendency to kind of give up what's working and create something different and start over all over again. But what I really encourage you to do is to scale what you have that's already working. So if you have a service or if you have a product that's selling well, keep selling it and just find new people to sell it to instead of just leaving it on the shelf and trying to create a whole new product or a whole new service. Use what's working and get it in front of more of your ideal people. This is where you'll get the most leverage. This is where you'll help the most people, and it's going to help you grow your business faster than anything else. This is really the growth part that takes a lot of courage because as creative entrepreneurs, we have this tendency to come up with so many ideas and want to do tons of projects, yet it's running the business day to day where we're putting our existing offerings in front of new people that's really going to help us grow the business and actually give us the cash flow and the profitability that we need to then create those other projects and programs down the line and to do it, you know, at the level and the standard that we really want to do it at. If you keep reinventing the wheel, this is where you need to think about scaling instead of letting go of what's working so that your business can really get profitable. Now, this is a bonus, but it is so powerful, and it's all about tapping into your community. Each of these directions will take you where you want to go in your business, but to add even more momentum to scale faster, get clarity faster, listen to your heart even better, you'll want to tap into your Heartquarters Insider community. Really ask for help, support others, be open-hearted and open-minded, and really post in there when you are inspired to do it, when you want to help other people, and even when you need help, because this is the co-creation and the support that really separates people who give up from those who make it big. And I've seen it myself. I've seen the power in my own life that having people who support you and believe in you, surrounding you, is really what can separate you from wanting to throw in the towel, or really going for it and having amazing results to show for it. So really tap into your community. It's yours. You belong here. You are amazing. And I cannot wait to support you more and more throughout the year. Welcome again to Hardquarters Insider. Feel free to watch this video as many times as you need to and download the printable sheet that goes along with the video to remind you that simplicity is really elegant and it helps you grow your business more than adding tons of complicated things to your to-do list or to your business. I'm Natalie Lussier. I love you and I cannot wait to see your amazing success stories.